So obviously we've talked to Neil and Clint the last couple of days about camp as a whole, just from your perspective. How do you think it went as a team, and how do you feel like you guys have come along?
Yeah, I think this group's ready to go. I think, you know, we came in looking to do some things and get better this spring. I think some guys came in physically ready, healthy, you know, and it's showing, you know, that we're looking forward to getting out there and, you know, taking the first series.
David, Joshua was saying he thinks there's a lot of guys that are making sacrifices for the team and making smart decisions and their workouts and things like that, and that it's a tight group. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, we're focused. You know, I think, like I said earlier, a lot of these guys have come up together, been around each other. You can tell the camaraderie's there. But I think guys are focused on, you know, what they need to do you know, before they even get to the field to get ready to perform on the field.
What can camaraderie do for a team?
Man, I think it's just a long 6 months. You know, it keeps it loose, keeps it light. You know, you're going to have your ups and downs. And I think, you know, just having a group that loves on each other can make it seamless, you know, over the course of long haul.
Personally, do you feel like you accomplished everything you wanted to this spring? There was obviously a ton of playing time, but there was a little more power.
Yeah, like I think when you've been into enough springs, you know what you need to do to be ready for day one. And obviously you want to perform and do your thing throughout spring, you know, but focus on doing what you need to do to prepare. And we got a lot of good work in, you know, over the course of spring. And yeah, I'm definitely ready to go, whatever my role is. Behind Colin and Bell, yeah, I'm ready for it.
David, you've seen a lot of trends in this game with a four-man bench. How does that impact?
yeah, I mean, I think it's starting off with the DH. You know, yeah, I think maybe that crunched the roster a little bit. We'll see how it ends up when we get back to Pitt. But yeah, it's just different. I think it's different going to Detroit and starting it up and you know having that DH.
They said potentially what your role will be in this first series as far as starting a DH or starting a third or anything like that?
Not too much. I know pretty much how the lineup set for day one, and obviously Frazier and Dickerson are you know, manning those spots. So, you know, I don't know what we'll see. What do they got, Liriano? And
Liriano's Sunday?
Yeah, maybe when he's in there, but we'll see. We'll see what they have, what they're thinking.
Dave, what do you make of your pitching staff?
I think these guys are, you know, they're talented. You know, they got some seasoning in them last year. They're excited. They're all hanging out together. I think it's good. I think especially when the pitching staff can work together and be around each other and talk shop, you know, that'll progress their ability and kind of the mental aspect of what they can do. But it's fun, man. And you're sitting close to them in spring and you hear them cut it up and having a good old time. And I think they're going to enjoy themselves.
Does that remind you of any group you've been around as far as the youth and things like that?
I know when I was in St. Louis, it was early on, it was a bunch of older guys. But, you know, that's where I learned, you know, those were guys that would watch each other's bullpens every day. And you learn, you know, what it's like to have a close-knit group. You know, I think my last couple years, I think the staff got younger a little bit from what I remember. I just remember the young guys just, you know, wanting to prove themselves and solidify themselves as big leaguers, but enjoy themselves at the same time, and I think that's the secret.
Did you ever say he took the Breakfast Club thing from Wainwright?
Okay, so. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he was, you know, Wainwright learned from Carpenter, and I remember all those guys, you know, Loesch and Westbrook and, you know, Adam and Chris and just all those guys. Man, it was cool learning from a group like that, and you just try and pass it along.
David, did you feel like there was a bump in energy when Corey joined the team?
For sure. I mean, you pick up a guy like that can thump a little bit. You know, it shakes up the roster a little bit. It probably cuts down on some guys thinking they had a shot, you know, out of the gate to make the club. But, you know, bringing Corey in, you know, I don't think too many guys knew him too well, but, you know, got to know him real well, you know, this last month or so. And, you know, we're excited to have him. He's gonna do some damage for us.
One thing Clint said, I think, you know, guys needed to come into camp and get things off their chest, and then you can move forward.
Right.
Do you feel like, you know, whether it's what you said, Josh coming in saying what he said, that almost just needed to happen, and it was good almost to get it out there?
I'm not going to say if it was good or bad, but, you know, on our own, we chose what we wanted to say and, you know, what we'd been thinking about, you know, all winter. And, you know, it wasn't something we ever discussed with each other over the winter. We just came into camp and woke up on that side of the bed. And but yeah, definitely a thing where you get it out, you understand where people are coming from, and you try and build off it. Not everybody's going to agree, as we know, but I think when you get things out a little bit, it can clean some stuff up, and but definitely turn the page and look forward to executing during the season.
David, expectations outside of the room aren't high. Is that something that you guys look at, motivate, use it as motivator or anything like that?
No, I don't really give a darn about expectations outside of the room. I think we put enough on ourselves. But as far as expectations, man, this, you know, it doesn't mean anything. You know, you can go all the way to the World Series. I don't know the last how many times the team with the best record won the World Series in the last 10 years. You know, maybe a couple, few times. I don't even really know. But I think maybe some people use individual expectations as fuel, but collectively as a team, man, we could care less what people think.
All right, David, meant to say darn.
Yeah.